Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're opening the doors to our center today and going to have a chat about a very sensitive topic, about our relationship with God, which is so personal, so powerful, life transformational for all of eternity. And yet, we can get frustrated with God. Have you ever been frustrated? Maybe an expectation not met? Have you ever been frustrated with God as you wait? Have you ever been frustrated, and what were the circumstances of that frustration, and what have you learned? We got people in the pit of frustration today with God, and you can help. You can help. Okay, Intentional Living friends, let's just get real honest and talk about our frustrations from time to time with the God of all creation. You ready? Let's go.
From the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Are you frustrated with God? Dr. Randy wants to hear from you, so call now at 1-888-888-1717. And one more time, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. And reflecting on this topic today, we approach it with a great deal of humility and a great deal of sensitivity to the honor and glory of God, knowing that He loves us despite how we feel. We know that intellectually, but sometimes we don't feel it. We don't feel it. And perhaps you can relate. You've been through times or in times right now of frustration. What are you learning? What did you learn? What were the circumstances? 888-888-1717. Janelle posted on Facebook. She said, absolutely, yes. We have been in our temporary living situation for 7 years. Every time I think we're going to move forward and get out of this situation, something else comes up, and we can't. I've learned many things through the years, such as patience and simplicity. I just get frustrated. I know that God has a plan for our life, and remind myself that all things happen in His time. I just sometimes want His plan to be revealed a little faster. Ella, she gets really personal. She says, as a pastor's family, our teen daughter has had a great relationship with the Lord. She wanted to go to Mexico to be a missionary after high school, but she goes on to say, but in a blink of an eye, she has fallen, compromised her beliefs and values, and ran away from home. It's been a heartbreaking time. I questioned God and was angry with Him for it. But through the storms of life is where He shows His presence the most, because we truly seek His answers. It may not be right away that we get the solutions that we want, but that's where our faith is built. Still going to be hard, but we'll get through it. What about you? What have you learned as you think about God and your relationship with Him? You ever been disappointed? What were the circumstances? What have you learned? 888-888-1717.
The things that I struggle with and I'm struggling with now is runaway emotions. It's really difficult for me to trust people sometimes. It's a pretty scary world. I haven't had God in my life in a long time. I'm starting to turn to Him now. But when I get angry or I'm upset or my expectations aren't met, I feel rejected and I start behaving inappropriately. Right now, my girlfriend's pregnant and it's really hard to deal with this because we've had some problems. It's been a really quick relationship and very sudden, and I thought maybe that was God's way of saying we belong together, and she's going over the problems with us. She's saying that she doesn't believe that anymore. It's really difficult to deal with something like that. Of course, with my reactions and everything, and that's basically what caused the problem, I feel even more rejected. She's saying she isn't going to have it. I'm not a father, and I'm scared of being one now. I don't know how to handle it, so I'm trying to turn towards God and looking for an answer. It's really difficult to change behavior you've been doing for a long time. The self-talk as well has been an issue. So I'm hoping that I can make a positive change. Right now, it's the hardest time ever.
Well, let's remember that young man as he just pours out his heart to us. Today, maybe you're just feeling a little bit frustrated with what's going on in your life. Sam's on the line in Missouri. Sam, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hey. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. How about you? What about this experiences in life that sometimes leaves us feeling frustrated? What are you experiencing?
Well, we went through about 5 really bad years. My husband was part of the automobile industry breakdown, his plant was closed down, and 2 months before that, I was diagnosed with a very serious, deadly form of cancer, and he did not feel like he could quit his job, so he was transferred to Illinois, which meant he was only home on the weekends, and then he was transferred to Texas, which meant we had to pull up roots and move cross country. And then my parents' marriage fell apart because of some serious things my dad was doing, drinking, and then he eventually burned down their house, and I had to come home and take care of him while struggling with this illness that just kept destroying my bones in my back and spine. And my husband and I were only seeing each other about once a month. And eventually I went through a stem cell transplant. And then, you know, he was able to come home for a couple of months. But I'm now in remission, praise God, for 2.5 years. And I had to focus on God and learn how to deal with being separated from my husband, which even just talking about it now was just heartbreaking. And I clung to God, and I mean, I'm not telling you I was some rock, because I wasn't most of the time. I was a quivering mess. But I prayed Psalm 69 a lot, and my parents' issues are still there, and the court basically seized their assets because of my dad's actions, and we've basically been supporting them while my husband's working out of state, and there's been a lot of evil afoot.
Well, what has all this done? I mean, Job-like situations and conditions, what has this done to your faith? Where are you spiritually in your view of
really
God?
It's strengthened my faith. It made me search God, for the whole just purpose of being close to God. And that was something that I had to learn, was it wasn't just about what I could get from God. It was about what my purpose really was here, and it was to worship God. It was to be close to God. It was to be a vessel for God. And I prayed, you know, I looked at Luke a lot, the woman with the issue of blood, because that's basically where I was. It was an issue of blood. And I had to tell the doctors that they had no idea what God had for me. And I was not going to believe their diagnosis. Not that the diagnosis was wrong, but I was not going to believe that they held my life in their hands, that God held my life.
Wow, that's the ultimate message. Tough one, though, isn't it? All right, thank you, Sam. Appreciate your call. May God bless you, continue to bless you. And I think you encourage a lot of people here. All right, is it Luis?
Yes, this is Luis.
Luis, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I just want to let you know that I'm started listening to your program, and I love it so much.
Thank you.
And that makes me feel good. Well, my frustration is because, you know, me and my wife, we live in Star for 7 years. We married for 7 years, but seems like always one thing gets frustration is the money. You know, she have a job, not a career. I have a job. Also, it's not a career. I'm a cook. But we're making decent money, but always money is had to be between us, and always fighting for money. And I think, I don't know, and how we handle this, or I can handle this, because if we don't have money, always fighting, how we gonna pay this? And you know,
and that's going on now. Where are the two of you in terms of your relationship with Christ?
Well, I'm a Catholic. She's a Catholic, but we believe in. I believe God exists in everything, but I just cannot reach God to the point that say, okay, I'm good and feel better or something. So I don't know.
Well,
I need something else.
Well, Louise, listen. I'm glad you're listening. You know, the scripture is very clear. God doesn't hide. You know. If you're sensing God's presence in your life and you're sensing his realness, then he's there. You know, we talk about seeking God as though he's hiding somewhere. He's not. He's very present. He's very near. And I encourage you to do a couple things. One is to get into Scripture and start reading the Bible, understanding that his word, even the Scripture says of itself, it is like a lamp for our feet, and it gives direction for our path as we walk with him. When it comes to real practical topics like money, God is not silent on that. He talks about two people in marriage walking together. We at Intentional Living teach You're never going to be happy in life. You're never going to be satisfied in life. You're never truly going to be content in life until you figure out what pleases Christ and then do it, Ephesians 5:10. And until and unless you and your wife get on the same page, in my opinion, spiritually, and then, of course, letting that flow through how you handle money and seeing yourself as stewards and not owners, that's going to be a huge point of contention in your marriage. Finances are a huge problem in marriage because two people don't agree. It has very little to do with about how much money is coming in. I've talked to millionaires that break up because of money. I've talked to people who are virtually broke, who are happy in their relationship because money isn't the centerpiece of their life, even though it could be frustrating to them. See, the key is to know that God has a plan for your life. And Louise, spiritually, God is real. You know, the scripture says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. It's not just head knowledge. It's confession of understanding that God is real and that he loves you. He wants a personal relationship with you, my friend, and with your wife and your family, and to guide you every day. And so God's not hiding. He's very present. He's here in this very moment as we're speaking over the miles and wants to have a personal relationship with you. Have you ever given your life to him, Louise? You ever gotten to a place where you said, Lord, I know your will. God, I know your will, and I want you in my life. I want you to be the centerpiece of my life. Have you ever done that?
No.
Is that something you would find to be important in your life, something you would like to do right now?
I do. I think it's very important to me to say that so I can feel better. And I will encourage myself to do it. So,
would you like to pray? Would you like to do that right now?
Yes.
Why don't you share? There's nothing magical about the words I'm going to share because it's got to come from your heart. It's not only to feel better, but to know that you're a changed new person in Christ. And when we're done praying here, I'm going to have Sally catch your address because I want to send you some material. We're going to send you our Intentional Word Bible that'll help you read through the Bible. Let's get a copy of the first one thing offline. Send that to Louise as well. But if you'd like to pray with me, Louise, just repeat this. So there's nothing, again, magical, but if you're ready and you want to give your life to Christ, I can't think of a better time than right here with everybody who's going to be praying with you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's pray together. So go ahead and pray, Louise. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I give my life to you.
Today I give my life to you.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Come into my life.
Into my life.
Make me a new creation in you.
I'm a new creation in you.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Thank you for dying for me and the Christ.
And for coming into my life.
Thanks for coming into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what happened right then, Louise? The scripture says that if we confess, that he responds. And you are now a new creation in Christ. Now, there's a time of growing now. And there's going to be a lot of opposition. And I want you to know that we care for you. And we're going to get some material into your hands. The first one thing, setting a foundation for your relationship with God, is a resource that we have online. Maybe we can print this off. We'll send this to you. But others, if that's a prayer that you want to pray as well, or you want to know Jesus Christ, you can come and read this booklet. There's helpful help online for you there. But I'm going to put you on hold, brother, and we're going to be praying for you here. We're going to get the Bible into your hands. I'm encouraging you and your wife to find a church where you can really grow spiritually, a place where God's Word's being taught and that you will grow together. There's help available. There's churches that have programs on money and on relationships and things that'll really be a help to you. And if you'll hang on, maybe we can get you some resources even to plug you into some churches in your area, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm done. I can't think of anything better to do today than that. The rest is detail, right? The rest, my friend, is detail. If you don't know Christ personally, and you think, is that what it is? You know, it's a statement of saying, hey, I've been drawn by God. I choose to give my life to him because he's drawn me to himself. And as a result of that, I want to grow in my life. I want to grow. See, don't just stop and be like a baby. Nothing worse than a baby that stays a baby. To grow, to get plugged into a Bible-believing church, to get into God's Word and make it a part of your life. That, my friend, is what intentional living is all about.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. In 2001, I gave my life to Christ, and he basically delivered me from alcohol. As time went on and I got married, had kids and had another kid, I started to take my eyes off God, and I started to try to do everything on my own. And after 5 years of being sober, led to me going back to alcohol. And that was in 2007. Last year I got revoked on my probation. I got 2 drunk drivings, and my wife currently, we're separated. Last year I got sent to prison for drinking. After about 6 months in there, I decided that I need to do something to get right with myself. I just started reading my Bible, and I started to understand that I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. And slowly, God revealed himself through the Word and just transformed my life. Right now, I'm currently away from my family, but I haven't drank in 1 year and 3 months. But I learned what grace really means through all this, that he loves me and he forgives me. And I don't have to live in the shame. It's hard not being with my family, but I have trust back. You know, I trust God. Just hope, pray that someday my family can trust me again, because I did a lot of damage. I was a wrecking crew of destruction, but now I'm a carpenter working with a godly man, and my life is back in order, and now I'm just waiting for more blessings. Just walking in the grace of God just transformed my life.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you much. You know, by the way, we've gotten information from Louise. We're going to get him a Bible. We're sending him some material from the ministry. Our staff are going to try to plug him into a local church in his area where he can really grow spiritually. And, you know, that's why we're here. When I think about intentional living, this is not about just getting new habits so we can be happy and our life is better. And that happens, by the way, when we live intentionally. But more than that, that is the centerpiece of why this ministry exists. You know, we've had conferences this year, and what did I hear? I think about 4,500 people stood at our conferences to make a one-thing commitment for their marriage. And we had dozens and dozens of people over our conference, and over several hundred over the last couple of years, who've stood and prayed that prayer to give their life to Christ. That is why the Intentional Living message is here. That's our privilege. Today, Frustrated with God, we got some more calls and comments and help for you coming up.
Have you ever wondered, if God is real, why has he let me go through so much pain?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
In counseling, when somebody starts to really understand what's happened to them, many times it brings up the dark parts of that story. And you ask, where was God when I was going through that? The bad things that happen to you can distort your view of who you really are. When you let God reintroduce you to your real self, you are healing. God created you as a beautiful and special child of His. He has kept that shining core of you safe in the middle of all the mess. It doesn't matter what happened to you, God is still able to find you and bring you back to yourself. Just ask. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
An intentional life in Christ can make all the difference.
After almost 3 years of offering relevant biblical advice on the radio, Dr. Randy Carlson has become a trusted voice in so many homes. Ideas on parenting, marriage, finance, and anything else life has in store. And now, you can access that helpful information in the palm of your hand when you download the brand new mobile app from the Intentional Living Center.
audio and video clips on all sorts of subjects, access to the daily radio program. You can even interact with others on the Intentional Living blog. Visit your app store and download it today. From the Intentional Living Center.
Living today the way we want to become tomorrow. That's the key. And if you'd like to know more about intentional living, come to our site, theintentionallife.com. All right, let's go to the phone. Jennifer's on the line in Texas. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey, I appreciate your call. What have you learned about being frustrated with God?
Well, I was just calling. First of all, my husband said to tell you hi. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, we're in our 50s, and whenever you were talking about this topic, I was thinking about how, as a Christian, you know, we were saved as teenagers, and we just would assume life would get easier and easier. And in our 50s, we found, you know, parents being ill and dying, and our children raising their children, and maybe not always the way we would, and our grandchildren being victims of crime, and the justice system not being very justice. But anyway, what we've learned through all of this is that life can be very frustrating, and God is still always faithful. And we used to look at walking by faith as kind of this blind optimism, like everything's always going to go our way or work out. But now we've learned that whenever we have these circumstances that come up and these emotions of frustration well up inside of us, that we're going to walk by faith because we're going to take those emotions and make them obey the word of God and submit our lives to Him and then count on Him to always be there. And He always is.
Wow. Jennifer, that's the turn I think some people don't make. They think of being a Christian or a follower of Christ like He's a genie in a bottle waiting to be brought to life so He can do what we want Him to do, and that's not at all what it means. In fact, the scripture is pretty clear. There's going to be trials and tribulations. It's going to be difficult. Being a follower of Christ, we're not immune from the challenges of life. Sometimes I think we even get more so to help grow our faith, for sure. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. But I did want to encourage anyone going through anything that God is faithful.
Boy, that's true. Okay, I got 1 minute, Sandra, but I wanted to hear what's your take on this in Arizona. Go ahead.
Oh, all I was going to say was I've always been raised, you know, that you can talk to him like a person. You know, it doesn't always have to be just a prayer. And to get frustrated is okay because there's a lot of times things happen. And the biggest thing, I know my grandmother always told me, when you get frustrated, just remember sometimes he's not picking on you. He's giving you as an example for someone else to see how you'll handle it. Maybe to turn them. So
that's true.
Getting frustrated, you know, I mean, my great grandbaby died when she was six from a disease, and we had no knowledge. She caught it, died on Sunday.
Oh,
that
boy.
That was hard.
I can only imagine.
So anyway, when it happened, I just said, I'm not talking to you today. I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to go there. So, then on the way to the funeral, he said, just remember, the world can make them sick. Sometimes I just have to take them. So yes, I think it's fine to get frustrated. I think it's okay. And sometimes you're just being an example to see how you'll handle it, maybe to turn somebody else, say, well, what do they know that I don't know?
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people listening, none of this makes any sense. Zero sense. I know that. Humanly speaking, I have to tell you, outside of my spiritual life, outside of my walk with Christ, I'm in your camp. Doesn't make sense. And I think that's one of the turnoffs sometimes to following God. Until you have an experience to know why you're here, what the purpose of life is, none of us are going to get out of the stuff that happens in life. But where do you put your faith and your trust? That's the real question.
Maybe we need to define what clutter is. We kind of all intuitively know what it is, but I think for the purpose of talking about intentional living, I like to define clutter from an intentional living standpoint as anything that litters the path that's creating distraction to an intentional life in Christ. Anything that we have in our life that's littering the path of us living what God's intention is for our life.
That's a definition I certainly subscribe to because I wrote it. But even more than that, have you ever gotten up middle of night, maybe walking into the other room or going in the bathroom and something got left in the pathway and you hit your toe on it? You know, maybe it was one of the kids' toys or maybe it was one of your spouse's things that got left there. And, you know, that's kind of a picture of what happens in life every day. We're going through life, we're walking down a path, and there are points along the way that litter is blocking the path. And it could be a mental thing, it could be a spiritual thing, could be something from the past, could be in your schedule. Eliminate clutter. That's our teaching this month. I hope you'll enjoy it, share it with others. And by the way, if you're not a member, you can come and receive it by joining today, as so many did over this last month. Thank you for becoming a part of this journey with us. And your monthly support will allow us to continue to do intentional living on the radio every day. And it's a privilege to do so. And by the way, when you become a member of Intentional Living today, we're going to send you our best-selling family book, Raising a Responsible Adult. It's a book to help parents, young parents, parents getting started in the process of raising their kids, both the book and the study guide. That will be our gift to you to say thank you for your support. Now, there's two ways of connecting with us. You can either go online anytime to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717. And when you press number 4, that's the prompt code that'll take you to one of our staff who'd love to talk to you today. You know, today we've talked about being frustrated with God. You know, you hear me teach that expectations minus reality equals disappointment, right? You've heard that many times if you've listened at all. And when we get frustrated with God, understanding that our expectations of who God is and what he's about or should be about gets confused. God is not a genie in the bottle here just to give us all of our wishes. Clearly, our frustration sometimes is of our own doing, and sometimes, as we've heard, it can be a point of growth in our life. You know, whenever we feel stuck or frustrated, this is a good time to ask, what can God, or what is God teaching me about my life, my relationships during this time? By the way, if you say, hey, boy, I wish I could share this program with others, all of our programs are available in our archives. You can come to our website, all of our past programs, where you can listen and learn and grow. We'd love to have you share them with others as well. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, when we come back next time, we're going to talk about disrespectful kids. How do you handle that? What's an intentional way of dealing with that topic? Well, we'll talk about it next time from Intentional Living. See you then.